I think Equifax's behavior is disqualifying in terms of the trust that Americans should have reasonably in an agency like Equifax. This is not the first time they've had security breaches. Now this breach, it took them many, many weeks before they actually either realized it or communicated to the public, and they are holding all sorts of data from major sources. So this is very disturbing.
You call this disqualifying. So what action should be taken against Equifax?
Well, we've tried to get the Department of Justice, for example, to look into the allegations of insider trading, of executives selling stock after the breach but before it became public. That's a bipartisan effort. We've also urged the SEC to look at this effort. They're responsible for public companies, and this is one of their major responsibilities. So, and then I think we want basically the Department of Justice to look at if there's any type of criminal activity associated with the breach, not just in terms of those who broke in, but in terms of those responsible for the information.
Will the steps you call for allow for a meaningful response against Equifax?
Well, I think we have to take additional steps going forward. This is a response to this one incident, but what we'd really like to do would be to preempt these types of breaches. One legislative proposal that I've made is to have, for public companies, at least one board member, a cyber expert, or more importantly, have the company disclose their cyber security activities, not to the extent they would be undermined, but to the extent that their shareholders would feel comfortable that companies are really protecting data. Had we had something like this in place with Equifax, that there might have been a difference. One would hope so.
Should credit agencies like Equifax be subject to the same kind of regulation and oversight as banks?
That issue is now in the forefront. My sense is, yes, there should be a high level of public responsibility and scrutiny. How you do that, what agency does it, that's something that has not been determined yet. But, you know, the realization that they have a huge amount of information and are not subject to the same type of regulation that a bank or other financial institutions have is, I think at this point, we recognize that that should be corrected.
Beyond what you said, what else should be done about credit agencies like Equifax that fail to protect the private data of Americans?
Individuals have to recognize that this is a very difficult situation, and they have to take the steps themselves to try to protect their information. There's lots of good advice out there about having strong passwords, of having multiple authentication of the personal information. So there's individual steps. I think collectively we have to, I think, be much more forward-leaning in terms of demanding a higher level of scrutiny by companies of their data procedures and the protection of the data, particularly big companies that have, you know, essentially their whole business is information and data. And in that regard, we can start the legislative process by having hearings to get experts, and then from that expert testimony to proceed forward with some protective legislation.
Some see this as a situation of too big to fail, where credit agencies that have so much data are the most difficult to punish adequately. What do you say?
I think it's a too big to ignore situation, which is, you know, because they have this much information, because they get it from all sorts of sources. In fact, many people don't realize they have information because they've never dealt directly with Equifax. They've taken a mortgage out. They've done something like that, but they don't realize that they've, you know, given information to Equifax. So I think that's why we have to step up to the plate and look first through hearings, because we want to do it thoughtfully. We want to do it based upon the best counsel we can get, and then make determination of how we can better protect information. Again, this is an issue that cuts across so many different dimensions. We have in our defense industrial base issues with respect to penetrations. We have issues with respect to financial institutions. I think we can come up, and we have to come up with a better coordinated, more focused effort. And then I think also, too, it would be very, very useful if consumers had more control of their information. that if there was an affirmative responsibility to inform consumers that, you know, Equifax was in possession of your information or inquiries were being made about your information, that I think would be useful, and that would require legislation.
Should consumers be able to withhold their data from credit agencies like Equifax?
I think that's something that should be considered. Again, I think the best way to regulate information is to allow individuals to make decisions. If you're applying for a mortgage and you need the credit clearance, I think, you know, common sense and the facts would, you would allow the information. But if it's being sold off or traded off to somebody else and you have no interest in your information being made available, then again, I think we should think about the ways you could curtail that. But this is why, you know, have to sit down very seriously on a bipartisan basis with hearings running the gamut from not just the financial sector, but every major sector.
In the aftermath of the Equifax breach, do you know whether your own personal data has been affected?
People on the staff went into the Equifax website, they entered the Social Security number, and they were told, you probably have been affected. And then they entered a random Social Security number, and they got the same message, you probably have. So the estimates we've received in terms of Rhode Island is roughly half the state, 500,000 people potentially, have had some type of information compromised. But again, Equifax's response has been absolutely inadequate in terms of, you know, quickly disclosing the breach, moving to notify people quickly, providing real relief.
U.S. Senator Jack Reed, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you.